I don't know, it should be the worst thing, right? Okay. Finishing up Hilchos Sheilos Chiras. Kuf Pei Hei, so Sif Hei. Sarkar Shosa Malacha Labalabais. You have a worker who did work for a Balabais, Hefsida, and he ruined it. This is Mamash as such a good Musar, especially for those that gave pushback about. Why spend extra money to help a yid? All right, listen to this here. So, you have a worker who did malacha, and he messed it up. Afilu bipshia, even if he was a pesheya, meaning he was negligent. It was clear that halachically he has to pay. Mitzvah balabais likonis lefnim mishuras adin. It's a mitzvah on the balabais that he should go in lefnimishur the limchaloy and to be meichel him, all right? And he doesn't, and he shouldn't. He should just let it go, all right? How many of us will do that? All right, but if he did it on purpose, it's a different story. Shenamar laman teilech b'derech toivim. You should go in the way of good people. V'masachir anihu, and if the sachir is an ani, vein lo ma yoichel, and he has nothing to eat, mitzvah liten lo schari, then it's a mitzvah. To pay him, not only are you gonna not ask him to pay for your item, but you're even going to pay him for work. Tishmor. That's the way of tzaddikim. Lishmor derech Hashem. To constantly keep the derech Hashem. Lases tzedakah mishpah. To do tzedakah mishpah. Lefnim mishuras hadin. Right? It's pretty unbelievable. That's what you're supposed to do. That's your child is supposed to. Try and do lefnim mishuras adin on all these type of things. The same way the balabais is careful not to steal from the ani and not to pay late. The ani also has requirements. He's got to make sure he works to his best, to the best of his abilities. He told Rivka and Leah, he said, I worked with all my koyach for your father. A pile is not allowed to do malacha at night and to rent himself out during the day. Shekvar meaning you can't take a second job. Basically, the kids are saying you cannot take a second job if it's going to affect your regular job. You also are not allowed to do malacha with your behemah at night and rent it out during the day. And a worker is not allowed to starve himself or to cause himself any sort of pain. Takes away his koyach, and he's not able to do the malacha of the balabais karoy. That's the same thing a din of a teacher, which could very well be why that's where Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that if fasting, not for Tisha B'Av, but for the regular fasts, if a person is not going to be able to work properly, then he doesn't fast. The chayshem mishpat, the ben adam l'chaveira, is more important than the fast. And Rebbeim too, if they're not be able to teach with the proper amount of koyach, then they shouldn't fast. Switching gears here, so this is that you're not allowed to muzzle your animal. And there's four sif. Aleph. Kol meineas behema melecho b'shas melachto like anybody who stops his animal from being able to eat when he's working, he gets malchus shenem leisachsim shor b'dishoy. Do not muzzle a shor when it's threshing. Echad shor ve'echad kol minei behema v'chaya. Makes no difference whether it's a shor or any other type of animal. So then why is it just saying loisachsim shor b'dishoy? Bein tamei bein tahirim, whether a tamei or tar. Ve'echad adisha ve'echad kol shor malachis shor gedul l'karga. It doesn't make a difference if it's threshing or it's plowing or whatever it is that it's doing. It's okay. V'lo yinam ha shor b'dishoy ele b'hoiveh. The only reason why it said shor b'dishoy because that's the hoiveh. That is the common thing to be done. Afilu chasama b'kol, and even if he seals it with his voice, tahainu, shetzak alev al yedeza loytoichal, meaning he yells at it, much as many people have their animals are trained that you yell at it, and through that, it gets muzzled. Chaya Malkus, then he's Chaya Malkus. So the Poskim bring from this halacha, some want to bring that you see that melacha can be done with your mouth. And that's why you're not allowed to ask Siri things on Shabbos or Alexa or whatever it is, because it's as if you're doing it, even though all you're doing is really just talking. Fine. Be'ez Yisrael HaDosh, a Yisrael who is threshing, a Philip Parosh Shalakam, even if he uses a guy's animal, Utvu Shalakam, even if he's doing it in the guy's land, in this guy's grain, Mashum, he is over because of Lysaxim, meaning it has nothing, basically, it does nothing to do with it having pity on Jewish animals. It has to do with the person who's controlling that animal having pity on animals. If the animal can't eat because it's thirsty, meaning I guess sometimes the animal can't eat because it has to drink. So then you have to give it to drink first. Dalit. So if the animal is doing work and if it eats anything that it's working with, it will actually cause it to have a problem with its stomach. Then you're allowed to seal it. I keep saying seal it. I mean, muzzle it. Well, that, I mean, the literal translation is to seal, but the Torah was only makpid on the animal having hana, and in this situation, the animal will not get. Can any hana? If anything, it would be bad for the animal. So then you're allowed to do it. Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, Hilchos Avedu Metzia. These are also tough halachas. When do you do Hashavas Aveda, etc.? So he doesn't really get too into it, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, because it's too complicated. But Ubayhe Sifim, and it's five Sifim, it's very complicated in camps, all the shows of Aveda Shilas. So Aroya Aveda Yisrael, if somebody sees a lost object of Yisrael, Chayiv Litabava, you're Chayiv to deal with it. Lahashiva Labailo, to give it back to its owner, Shanema Hashav Tishivim. You have to give them back. And not only do you have to return lost objects, but even any money that you see that you could steal, that you could save without, so that it shouldn't get lost. Chayav to save it. That's included in Hashavas Aveda. So, like price mistakes, or you're in a kosher grocery store and you see that something was mismarked, and then you have to go tell them. Right? It's not that by a guy you don't have to, but by a yid, you have to go tell them. Even though, according to the halacha, if it's a place that mostly goyim, if you know somebody you saw simon, even if you saw hands you over to simon, ain't five laughs, so you're not going to give it back to him. Shouldn't have a stomach for us, Yashua, because he was already miyayish. He already gave up ever finding it because he dropped it in a non-Jewish neighborhood. Come on, come toivi yosher lasis lefnimishur esadin. It's best if you do lefnimishur esadin. Lastly, you saw shenosim simon, to give it back. If a yid gives you a simon, then you should give it back to him. V'koyfen al, and not only that, we can force him to give it back. V'mahamaitzi hu ani, this is a very interesting halacha. If the one that found it is poor, hu bal aveda hu asher, and the one that lost it is an asher, ein etzarach la'asis l'fnei meshuras, then he does not have to do l'fnei meshuras adin. V'makom she'yesh dina d'machusa la'aser aveda, but if it's the law of the government that you have to return it, and chay b'cholinin la'aser, then you have to give it back in all situations. By the way, we only say Dina de Malchusa Dina when it's not against Halacha. If Dina de Malchusa Dina goes against Halacha, then Halacha wins. Gimel. Kol HaMotzi Aveda, Bein Sheyesh B'Simen, Bein She'ein B'Simen. Anybody who finds an Aveda, whether it has a Simen, doesn't have a Simen, if it's up a Derech Hanocha, if he finds it and it looks like it was placed there purposely, going talus, like a talus for cardamom on an axe, b'tzad ha'gedor, next to a fence. Even if you're not sure whether it was put there with kavana or it was lost, as also ligabem, it is also to touch them. Dalit mishu zaken mechubur. It's also interesting. Let's say he's a zaken mechubur, an elderly mechubur person, and he finds a lost object. And for him to pick it up, it's embarrassing. Shafilo and that, what is the gather? Meaning, how do you know whether it's embarrassing? That if it belonged to him, He would not even have picked it up himself, right? Like somebody drops a penny. I said, nobody's stopping to pick up a penny. They'll be embarrassed. Most. So, okay. So if he sees a penny on the floor, he's not mechuyev to pick it up. Right? So, he's not mechuyev to deal with it. But he should do the Fnim Meshuras Adin, and he should deal with it. Even though it's not Lefich and it's below his dignity. Hey, Motza Mitzia Vene Demi Ibda. Let's say somebody found a Mitzia and he doesn't know who lost it. Pain Shish Basimon or Ain Basimon, whether it has a Simon, doesn't have a Simon, Yesh Ben Yonam Elu, Arbe Chiluke Dinim. And this is why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is writing so short on it. There are so many different dinim, v'yasa shelas chacham echyasa, and you should make a shelas chacham of exactly how to proceed. And the shilas here in camp are just wild, because you have one guy who had a siman, but the guy found a dollar but had a different siman than that siman. And you have, guy finds a basketball on the court. How do you know if it was left there purposely or not? Right? Guys that are leave over stuff after the summer, at the end of the summer, is it hefker? Is it not hefker? Et cetera, et cetera. So these are all the big shilas. All right. Fine. Everybody should have a fine night. We should have a Surah Tavis.